June 10, An Abiding Motive. For the love of Christ constraineth us, 2 Corinthians 5:14. In every act of life, Christians should seek to represent Christ, seek to make His service appear attractive. Let none make religion repulsive by groans and sighs in a relation of their trials, their self-denials, and sacrifices. Do not give the lie to your profession of faith by impatience, fretfulness, and repining. Let the graces of the Spirit be manifested in kindness, meekness, forbearance, cheerfulness, and love. Let it be seen that the love of Christ is an abiding motive, that your religion is not a dress to be put off and on to suit circumstances, but a principle, calm, steady, unwavering. Alas, that pride, unbelief, and selfishness, like a foul cancer, are eating out vital godliness from the heart of many a professed Christian. When judged according to their works, how many will learn too late that their religion was but a glittering cheat unacknowledged by Jesus Christ? Love to Jesus will be seen, will be felt. It cannot be hidden. It exerts a wondrous power. It makes the timid bold, the slothful diligent, the ignorant wise. It makes the stammering tongue eloquent and rouses the dormant intellect into new life and vigor. It makes the desponding hopeful, the gloomy joyous. Love to Christ will lead its possessor to accept the responsibilities for His sake and to bear them in His strength. Love to Christ will not be dismayed by tribulation nor turned aside from duty by reproaches. Pure love is simple in its operations and separate from every other principle of action. When combined with earthly motives and selfish interests, it ceases to be pure. God considers more with how much love we work than the amount we do. Love is a heavenly attribute. The natural heart cannot originate it. This heavenly plant only flourishes where Christ reigns supreme. Where love exists, there is power and truth in the life. Love does good and nothing but good. Those who love bear fruit unto holiness and in the end, everlasting life.